If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Ah, we have entered that bright and shiny season. You know who coined that phrase that I love? Herman Melville, who wrote Moby Dick. His sister wrote to him at Christmas time to wish him a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But what she wrote was something about how she wanted to extend her warm wishes at this bright and shiny season. Isn't that a nice phrase, bright and shiny season? And it truly is. And there are so many people of different backgrounds who are getting ready to celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and before we know it, it'll be January and Chinese New Year. And speaking of before we know it, how did it get to be December? I turned the page in my calendar to December, and at the same time, it struck me, day before yesterday, it was February. So how did we get to December so quick? And it's probably one of those wonderful life lessons that if there were things you thought you wanted to do this year that you didn't do, that maybe you ought to reprioritize what's going on in your life. All we talk about is travel here. We don't talk about anything else except rare occasion when there's a reason to talk about something that is compelling. Because for me, the most compelling thing is travel experiences. They are a part of every thread of your being when you travel to places that have life-altering impact. And you walk away with experiences and memories and connections to a place that are just kind of ethereal connections. And also people that you meet along the way that you bond with and you keep in touch with and become friends with forever. You know, you can't have everything you want. It doesn't matter how much money you have, by the way. Because people with tons of money have unusual things on their wish list, like, I want to buy a 200-foot yacht and dock it on my own private island. Maybe you might have fantasies like that, but in reality, that's not going to happen. But the reality is, while you can't have everything you want, you can have anything you want. Pick out that thing and prioritize it. And if that thing is travel, you can make it happen. If you don't do this and don't do that, and maybe don't do something else, what you would have invested money in for those other items, you can make your travel experiences happen. And I was just having a conversation yesterday with somebody who was telling me when I interviewed him. You might want to go listen to the interview when it's podcast in the next couple of days. I did an interview on my other show, Travelers 411, with John Finneran. He's the CEO of the Caldwell House B&B in Salisbury Mills, New York. Amazing guy. And they have three buildings on their property. One with six rooms and two with four rooms each. And one of those buildings is one of the four room buildings is called the Connemara House, because John has this great affection for all things Irish, being an Irish descendant. And the rooms are named Rock of Cashel and Fields of Athenry and Galway Bay. And there's another one. He didn't remember the name of the other room offhand when we were talking, but I'm sure he knows it well. It just fell out of his mind at that moment. And I asked him when he'd been in Ireland last, and it was 6 years ago, but they're planning as a group, 10 of them, to go back in for the a 10-year anniversary of that trip. And I said, you know, go as soon as you can and call it the 10-year anniversary, even though it might be 6 years out. Don't wait. Life has a nasty way of getting in the way of your plans and dreams. Things happen. You know what I'm talking about. All kinds of things that get in the way of what you should have, coulda, woulda. Don't do that. More people sitting in emergency rooms or surgical waiting rooms for a loved one are sitting there saying, you know, we should have taken that trip. You know, we're going to find the money to pay these medical bills. We could have found the money to take that trip. That would have made a difference in our lives. So I'm here to put on your Christmas wish list, buy yourself a trip for Christmas. And buy everybody else a copy of my novel, Rumors. And then you're done. Look how we solved all the Christmas shopping. We're going to talk this hour with another Irishman. They all fall into my life. Another Irish descendant who I want to know more about. This Irish descendant is the general manager of a hotel in Hawaii. How about that? Maybe you want to make that trip to Hawaii on your wish list a reality. And we're going to find out maybe why you ought to be planning to go to Honolulu and be a guest at the Kahala Hotel and Resort there. And we're going to talk with Gerald Glennon, the general manager of the Kahala Hotel and Resort, right after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrilled to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
On the line with me, live from Honolulu, Hawaii, is Gerald Glennon, who is the general manager of the Kahala Hotel and Resort. You know, Kahala is an easy one for me to say. There are some names in Hawaii are a stretch for me. Gerald, how long have you lived in Hawaii?
Aloha, Stephanie. It's so good to talk to you this morning. I and my wife, Joanne, have lived here for about 17 years now.
Wow. How did that happen? Did you have a job that you went to take, or did you go on holiday and say, I'm never leaving? I mean, what's the story behind your implantation in Hawaii?
Sure. At the time, my wife and I were living in Miami, and as happens in the hotel industry, when you kind of grow up in your career, you keep in touch with colleagues and friends and mentors, and at the time, I had just returned from a post in Bermuda and was kind of considering next steps, and one of my previous general managers and a lifelong mentor of mine, a gentleman named Fred Honda, had an opportunity for me to join his team at a very illustrious hotel here in Honolulu called the Halekulani. And I came to Hawaii specifically for that particular hotel and was director of operations there for about 7 years and general manager of the Halekulani for about five. And being here, I realized that, you know, having traveled and moved so often in my career, that I have finally wound up in this amazingly beautiful place with a culture that's really unmatched, in my opinion, globally. And I've put my suitcases away, and this is home for us now.
Okay, I have lots of questions for you. Firstly, where did you work in Miami?
I was working for Accor, for the Sofitel brand.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and I spent about 10 years with Accor, 5 in San Francisco and then 5 in Miami.
What, at the Blue Lagoon?
Yes.
What's his name that I can't remember? It starts with a V, his first name, and his last name starts with, like, Ballin something is his last name.
What position
the GM.
Was he?
He was the general manager until, I don't know, he may still be there. I have to look his name up. I think he's from Indonesia.
After my time, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you know what? If you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of websites, and you put in the Sofitel Blue Lagoon, you're going to get links to the interviews I did with him, and the photo albums, the blogs, and I love that place. That hotel... Oh, my gosh.
The Neon Hotel, yeah.
The lobby and that cascading stairway that takes you to the level where the dining room is. It's like they should make every movie there. It looks like any minute Cary Grant and Audrey Hepburn are going to emerge from the elevators and just, you know, float down those stairways.
I enjoyed many, many pleasant experiences and years there.
Yeah, I'm going to look up his name. Oh, man. You know, did you ever go to Wales? In the UK?
I haven't had the pleasure.
The names of the... You're too busy staying in Hawaii. The names of the towns, when they paint them on the signs at the train stations, there are a couple of stations where the sign with the name of the town is longer than the platform that you stand on waiting for the train. He's got that kind of a name. I'm going to go look it up. Right after this commercial break, we'll start from there.
I will, too.
Because I'm going to want to know where in Bermuda you were. So stay with me, everybody. We're talking with Gerald Glennon from the Kahala Hotel and Resort in Honolulu, Hawaii. Don't leave me.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal. While taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living Living Advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with us live from Honolulu, Hawaii, the general manager of the Kahala Hotel and Resort in Honolulu. And so many of the people that I have the pleasure of interviewing started somewhere and worked their way not only up through the system but around the world. And if you missed the first segment, which you can catch podcast at travelers411.com and archived in our show notes and forums and directory and all that jazz, Gerald Glennon, the general manager at the Kahala Hotel and Resort, whose website is Kahala, spelled just the way it sounds, kahalaresort.com, that prior to arriving, being invited to be part of a team at a hotel in Hawaii where someone who he had worked with previously, a mentor, and had great faith in him and invited him to come and join the team. And prior to that, he was in Miami at the Sofitel Blue Lagoon, and then he was in Bermuda. Now, I just have to tell you, when you said it was part of a core, I fell into radio. We're now in our 16th year. I can't tell you anything else I've ever done that was quite as much fun as what we do now. But I loved what I used to do, and I expected to leave there in a pine box. I never expected to walk out of my own 2 feet. I thought one day they will come in and realize she's not moved from that desk in 2 days. She must be dead. So the towers came down, and I was second in command of a $1.5 billion travel company, and my boss, you know, had an overreaction to the travel industry falling apart as a result of 9/11. And the end result was I was gone a month and a day after 9/11 on October 12th, 2001. And I fell into radio in February and wound up with my first show, the one you're on now, Travel with Stephanie Abrams, which started out as 1 hour once a week. And, you know, over a period of time, we worked up to two shows, each 3 hours, so we do 6 hours of new broadcasting each weekend, only about travel. But in that period between when I was gone from my last company to when I was invited on as a guest on what was then Business Talk Radio Network, which is now Biz, B-I-Z Talk Radio Network, I thought about, you know, I didn't just want to work. I wanted the next dream job because I really loved what I did. And I thought about going to a hotel chain because I love hotels. You know, there's about 400,000 hotels in the world, and every one of them has a story. And each story is unique unto itself. And so I thought, gee, I would love to work for a global hotel chain because I love the travel part of my last life. And I speak French fluently. So I should work for a company that's a French hotel chain. And I don't know why I didn't think of Accor, because then Accor was probably 3,400 hotels. And
amazing global brand now.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know why I didn't think of them. I thought of Le Méridien, which was kind of spiraling downward then. And I don't know what, you know, I thought of them because their advertising was always a woman in a sharp suit carrying an attaché case. They were targeting business women. And I thought, oh, that could be good. But then when I started looking into it, I realized almost immediately that's never going to work. And then I fell into radio, and that was the end of that. So we could have crossed paths, you know, in the Accor world. Where did you go in Bermuda?
I was managing a cottage hotel that had been family-owned for about 50 years. It was located in a place called Paget on the south shore of Bermuda, just above Grape Bay. And, you know, a lot of the small cottage hotels there are exactly that. They're small little cottages and so forth. And it was an amazing experience. It's a beautiful island, an Atlantic island, not to be confused with some of the warmer Caribbean destinations that has its seasons, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, but April to October is high season. People don't realize that. They think Bermuda and the Bahamas are both North Atlantic islands. And there's...
Oh, we'd light the fireplaces during the wintertime.
Oh, no kidding, because it'd be 55, 60 degrees outside. I mean, it's great if you want to go golfing or play tennis, but, you know, you watch people, you know, wrapped in their fur coats sitting on the beach. But
at the time, it was the first time, Stephanie, that I was actually living in, so I was getting up in the morning and turning the lights on and turning them off at the end of the day. But the beauty of that is I got to really, really get to know the guests that were there, and it focuses your instinct for hospitality. You don't have a choice, actually.
Yeah, exactly. As I used to say about small classes at college, there was no place to hide. Like, you couldn't duck down behind the tall guy in the row in front of you.
No.
When you're in a class of 10 people, you know, there's just no place to hide. But and that's
sure.
The same thing in a small hotel. Now, how many rooms does the Kahala Hotel and Resort have?
Well, the Kahala has 336 keys, as we say, or rooms,
right.
And about 10% of them are signature suites. Many are unique in terms of the decor and so forth. But we've been here in this market for 54 years. The hotel opened in 1964 as the Kahala Hilton and was part of Hilton International. And at one point, it flew the Mandarin Oriental flag, our owners acquired it a few years ago, and it's now owned by Resort Trust, a luxury brand of private hotels in Japan.
Wow.
The property also has been known during its life as Hollywood, because it's the darling of the entertainment community. We've entertained every one of the last eight presidents here. We have had the Emperor and Empress of Japan two times. Queen Elizabeth has stayed with us, and any number of luminaries and celebrities and politicians have chosen the Kahala because of our very private, very neighbor island feel, even though we're here in Honolulu, which is an urban environment, but we have the best of sun and sand and city. But the Kahala sits on the other side of Diamond Head from Waikiki and is really cherished for its kind of private feel, but very, very close to the activity and the energy that is Honolulu and Waikiki specifically.
You said Diamond Head, and my head went bingo. I have a friend I went to high school with who we kept in touch with each other through college, and then we lost each other. And when I finally found him a couple of decades later, after serious effort, because this predates the internet and finding somebody was impossible, but he turned out to be very much involved in Hawaii tourism and travel through his writings, books that he's done, and for a time period was the Hawaii Bureau chief for Travel Agent magazine. He lives up behind Diamond Head. His name is Alan Seiden. Do you know Alan?
I haven't met Alan.
I got to introduce you. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. I want to know about your earliest moments when you approached the Kahala Hotel and Resort in Honolulu for the first time. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. 303-4607.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the phone with me, live from Honolulu, Hawaii, is Gerald Glennon, the general manager of the Kahala Hotel and Resort, which opened 54 years ago. And when it opened in 1964, it was the Kahala Hilton, a very fancy pants place, by the way, people, where, you know, royalty and celebrities would seek out that place as the place to stay. But as it relates to you, Gerald, when you were invited to come to Hawaii and work, was this the place you were invited to, or you were first invited to work someplace else?
I was actually brought on board for a competing hotel. I hesitate now that it's a competition.
You don't need to mention it,
but I will because I love the brand. It's called Halekulani. It's an independent hotel that's also been in this market for about 35 years. And I spent almost 12 years as part of the team there, operations director for a while, and then general manager for about almost 5 years. And we always competed with the Kahala and sold against the Kahala, but not until I actually arrived at this hotel, and I've been here now just about a year and a half, did I realize the special qualities, the things that make the Kahala such a unique resort property.
Wow. So can you remember back? I'm sure you had driven past the Kahala Hotel many times, but can you remember the first time you actually walked into the lobby and snooped around?
I can. Actually, the Kahala Hotel sits in an area called Kahala. It's kind of, I guess you could call it, the Beverly Hills of Honolulu. Kahala Avenue is all beachfront, very, very beautiful, prominent homes that face the ocean. And as you continue down Kahala Avenue, you get to what is called the Waialae Country Club, which is where the Sony Open is played every year. And then you pass the clubhouse, and you come to the end of the road, which is the Kahala Hotel and Resort. So what impressed me was this tree-lined, coconut tree-lined avenue that winds up in the porte cochere of this beautiful, intimate hotel. And you feel like you've arrived in Hawaii. There are many new projects here on this island. You know, Mandarin is coming back. Four Seasons has been reintroduced to the island. Trump is here. Ritz-Carlton is here. But no disrespect to any of those wonderful brands, but they are in many ways not unique, and the sense of place that you expect in a Hawaiian experience, you know, they're beautiful properties, but the Kahala owns that. It's been here for a half a century. It has this intimate, quiet feel, and you come through the lobby door, and you immediately see this beautiful beachfront overlooking Manalua Bay, and you just exhale. You just relax. And I still remember that first time coming to the hotel. We have three amazingly beautiful chandeliers that are iconic to this property. They weigh about 2,000 pounds apiece, and they're made of fused Italian glass to mimic sea glass. And when you walk in, you just go, wow, I've arrived in Hawaii.
Wow.
And I still get that feeling when I come to the hotel every day.
How long does it take to get from Honolulu Airport to the Kahala Hotel?
Oh, maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Indeed. And to get back into Waikiki, it's probably, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. You go down Kahala Avenue around the base of Diamond Head, and there you are.
Wow.
With all the shopping and the restaurants and so forth.
So let's talk about what the features and benefits are of being a guest at the Kahala Hotel and Resort, as opposed to, you know, there are lots of other options, not only on the island of Oahu, where Honolulu is located, but, you know, sometimes you have to compete between the islands as if they are different destinations.
You do. And I think one of the big benefits of Kahala is that you're located here in Honolulu, which has this urban landscape and everything a city has to offer, but you have a very tranquil, neighbor island feeling when you stay at this hotel. It's really transformative to come around Diamond Head and to wind up on this lovely beach here. You could be in Maui or Hawaii Island or Kauai, but you're still able to access this terrific city, Honolulu. Also, privacy is very big. We have a fleet of bicycles that people can just jump on and cruise around the neighborhood and get to know where they are and feel like they're living like a local, if you will. You might even walk past a celebrity or someone from the political world, and those individuals also gravitate to the property because of its kind of tranquil, private place at the end of the road feeling.
Wow.
Also, though, we feel very, very important that we support our community, and in so doing, some of our sustainability issues our guests can enjoy. The most recent partnership that we've entered into is Hawaii Legacy Hardwoods, which is a nonprofit that is dedicated to the reforestation of these islands. And we just established last month, with the planting of some 20 trees, the Kahala Legacy Forest. And so guests today are looking for authentic experiences, and they don't want just to do what's in the guidebooks. They want to explore and find and experience authentic activities. And our guests can opt into planting a tree. There is a fee that we put on the room that the guests can accept or not, and if they do, they're able to either take a car out and on horseback go to the location of this forest, which is situated on the north shore of Oahu. And we intend and are committed to 200,000 trees, milo trees, sandalwood, and koa. And they can put their hands in the dirt. They can plant these trees. They can even put a GPS chip in one. So they plant the tree, dedicate it to their children or their grandchildren, and through technology, they can guide into that tree, find it, look at it, watch it grow, and when there are 1,000 more around it, they can locate the tree that was planted either for them or by them. So these are the kinds of things that people are seeking: hiking, ocean activities. We have young man, Austin Kino, an apprentice navigator who was on several legs of the Hokulea's global voyage over the last few years, and he has a canoe that takes guests up and down our shoreline and teaches them about the old land division rights and about ocean navigation and celestial navigation. And so we try to create opportunities for our guests and people who live in the community and use the Kahala as their own home. There are so many people who have been married here and had ceremonies here and use the hotel like their personal living space, kind of makes it, an authentic destination.
That's fabulous.
It's really a unique and marvelous spot with a long legacy. We have people who come here with their children because their parents brought them here when they were children. So it's that kind of an energy that exists. And many of our employees have been here 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and people come back because those connections are so meaningful.
That's a key element in terms of not only in terms of evaluating a hotel, because happy people stay where they are. And so when you have happy staff, that just bubbles right over naturally to the guests. It doesn't have to be something that, people have to focus on.
We have staff members who will point out a guest to me and say, "That's Mr. and Mrs. so-and-so. And by the way, I knew her when she was 4 years old here." It's like, it's magical.
Yeah. There are hotels in Europe that I know where staff can do that same kind of thing. I haven't been to the what used to be the Princess Hotel in Acapulco, which later became the Fairmont Princess.
Mm-hmm.
You pull up there and all the bellmen are standing in a line like so many soldiers. They look like toy soldiers, as when you're in the distance and you're approaching, they get bigger as you get closer, So from a distance, it almost looks like you're looking into a department store window because they all wear the same outfit. But
sure,
when you pull up and you get out of your whatever conveyance brought you there, whether you rented a car, you came by limo or taxi, they will recognize you. And it's not like somebody pre-programmed them. They remember you. I mean, these guys have the most amazing memories, and many of them, like at your place, have been there like 40 years. And and you know what it is to pull up and have somebody all excited to see you again. And it's natural. It's real. It's sincere.
And you cannot buy that. You know, you're not just someone passing through the door. You're actually, you know, part of the Ohana or the family, you know, at the hotel.
Yeah. We've got about 20 seconds in this segment, and then we're going to hold you over into the next segment. But I'm just wondering, what are the views in 10 seconds or less? What are you seeing from the bedroom windows of the accommodations in the
Kahala? We have two views, so Stephanie. One we call our scenic view, which looks out over the Waialae Country Club golf course, which is absolutely beautiful, also up to the ridges that, you know, many, many homes. So in the evening, it's beautiful and twinkly. And then on the other side, it's all ocean view.
Okay. We're, that's fabulous.
Ocean front.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, come right back, talking with Gerald Glennon, who is marvelous, by the way, at the Kahala Hotel and Resort in Honolulu, Hawaii. Don't leave me, people.
Hello. I need to get to Donegal.
Oh, is there something wrong with Kerry? I'm only joking. Look, turn back off that way towards Limerick. It doesn't take you to Donegal, but it does take you to the Cliffs of Moher. Worth a look, I promise. Well, it is sort of on the way to Donegal, so just keep going north. If you get there without stopping off in Connemara, you need your head examined. The fresh air is one thing, but the food's something else. The local crab is good in almost any restaurant.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sure you are. Where was I?
Connemara?
Ah, yeah. Stop at Galway. Spend at least a few nights there, seriously. Even then, you'll want to stay longer. I have a cousin. He only went there to buy a guitar. Never came back. He lives there now. He loves it. Bit crazy, though. Now, from Galway, you head up past Sligo. I'll be disappointed if you get there without visiting Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Well, let's see now. Have you got a pen and paper on you?
In the west of Ireland, you never know where you'll end up. For great value airfares and vacation offers, visit discoverireland.com/westcoast. Go where Ireland takes you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living Living Advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to be talking with Gerald Glennon. He is the general manager of the Kahala Hotel and Resort in Honolulu, Hawaii. You'd be flying into Honolulu Airport. The airport code is HNL. Isn't that funny? It's like headline news or something?
No. Actually, it was just renamed the Senator Daniel K. Inouye International Airport.
Does so it have their but is it still
Senator?
Is it still HNL?
Or
the,
yes.
So the code, if you're going online to look for tickets, you want to look for HNL. And you certainly want to spend, if you're going for an extended period of time, you want to spend some time in Honolulu because, you know what I love about it? It offers you everything you'd find in a big metropolitan city, sitting along the side of the Pacific with palm trees. So if you're somebody that loves to shop and, you want to have movie theaters and you want to go to theater and you like museums and, you like the activity of the city, but you want to be at the beach, this is the perfect place. Because it's kind of a metropolis with palm trees. And especially the way Gerald has described the Kahala Hotel and Resort, you've got your own quiet oasis that makes you feel that you're in some remote destination once you have arrived on property of the hotel. Have I got that right, Gerald?
You do. This destination is so special, but everything that you've just mentioned, when you layer in the host culture, the aloha spirit of this place, and you're in the United States, which, this is, I know the world is very volatile and so forth, but we are so grateful for being in the middle of the Pacific in a safe environment where, you can feel comfortable and so forth. We're very fortunate.
Yeah, no kidding. So you snapped up the opportunity when you were invited by a colleague of the past to come and be on his team at the first hotel you were with in Hawaii. Did you just take that all on faith?
Yes, I did. I said, Hawaii, could you live in Hawaii? I talked to my wife.
Had you been to Hawaii before?
We honeymooned here, and we had visited the islands in the past.
So you had a nice emotional connection to the place.
Definitely. I also had a great deal of trust for Fred Honda, the gentleman who created this opportunity for us. And, that's a big part of it, when you know who you're going to be associating with and working alongside.
Wow. Now, you mentioned in the last segment that some of the rooms... one side of the hotel are ocean view, ocean front rooms, and the other side faces a scenic overview and the golf course. Does the hotel own and operate the golf course, or just conveniently located next door?
It's conveniently located next door. It's
oh, that's
the oldest
wonderful.
Private country clubs in the state of Hawaii. And 18 of the most beautiful holes you would find anywhere. As a matter of fact, every January, the Sony Open is played here. It used to be the Hawaiian Open, and it benefits the charities of Hawaii. And we, of course, enjoy a skybox on the 18th green where we can entertain guests and watch the players come up. But it's a beautiful golf course with private homes all along the fairways. And there's really not a bad view from any of the rooms in the property. And also the benefit of the scenic side is that by night our ridges have beautiful homes that are all up along the mountainside. And
oh,
you
yeah.
see the lights at night, and it's very, very pretty.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not going to get an argument with anybody about, you know, who's got a pretty view, because you're way up there in gorgeous views, and just the feeling of what a magnificent place not only the earth is, but, you know, you talk about being blessed. You know, I talk often about that. You look at the United States, and regrettably, people often think about the 48 contiguous states, thinking, you know, yeah, we got, you know, 50 states, but people only think about the 48. They don't think about the uniqueness of Alaska and Hawaii and the territories, so the of, you know, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam. You know, we've got places that people just never give attention to.
Indeed. I sometimes talk to my mom, and she'll ask me before the conversation is ended, when are you coming back to the U.S.?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, well, I've heard people refer to Puerto Rico as that country. I mean, it's in the news recently, you know. So, but you did mention this golf course. And again, when I asked you about it, you said it's a private club. Are you able to provide a temporary membership for your guests so they can go over there and play?
Not a temporary membership, but they will allow us access. However, it's with limitations. It can't be booked too far in advance. And there are a couple of days during each week. One is committed to ladies, and the other is a members-only day. But it is not impossible to play Waialae if you're a guest at the Kahala.
Are there any other places to play golf within, let's say, a half hour to 45 minutes away?
You can't throw a stone and not hit another golf course. There are so many golf courses on the island, and many people do come for that very reason, and even, you know, enjoy a neighbor island day flight to play a course that they've heard of on one of our neighbor islands. But golf is a huge experience here.
If you wanted to fly to another island to play, how much time would you spend in the air doing that to get
well,
there?
Well, from once wheels are up to wheels down, 20 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's no big deal. No,
yeah,
because
no big
a lot
deal.
Of people, you know, there are golf courses in Ireland, a place that I need to get you to again, dear. Yes. I am just in the midst of finalizing with my publisher my first travel guide, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland. And so I truly am an expert on that destination, although I claim expertise on so many. But if you go, for instance, to the Slieve Donard in Newcastle, Northern Ireland, they've got a helipad right there next to the hotel, and it's a 45-minute flight to St. Andrews. And
oh,
people
amazing.
Do it all the time. All the time. I mean, you know, I don't golf, so I almost don't get it, but I do get it. I understand passion and a need to go someplace that, you know, you think you need to be. So
well,
a 20-minute flight's no big deal.
I'm a so-so golfer, but I do enjoy getting out.
Gerald, I'd like you to hold on. We can chat as we go into the top of the hour news. Everybody else, stay with me. We've got top of the hour news. We're coming back for the third hour. You miss any part of today's show, remember, you'll be able to go to travelers411.com and download the podcast for 52 weeks and every show for 52 weeks. And you'll find every show archived online at sabrams.com. Stay with me, everybody. We're flying high.
Let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.